Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show in the BASF-sponsored Media Palace is what we call it here. It's not just a tent. This is a palace. With me is A.J. Woodyard with BASF, and we have a little presentation this morning about farming, weather or not, weather being the W-E-A-T-H-E-R. And we heard from a meteorologist, we heard from a local farmer, and A.J. talked a little bit about how BASF fungicides help in situations whether it's too dry or it's too wet. So, A.J., give us a little overview of what you spoke about this morning.
Well, Cindy, I think, you know, we talked a lot about extremes with the weather, and we had an ag meteorologist who talked about all the extremes that we have seen, and what I wanted to really drive home was adjustments that we have to make based on the extremes in the weather. It's just like you and I right now, we made an adjustment. We see it's extremely warm outside, so we came inside to the air-conditioned tent. And I think, you know, growers have to make some of the same sort of assessments and adjustments based on what the weather throws. And I talked a little bit about, gave an example of 2012 versus 2013 and how the planting seasons were so much different. You know, you looked at 2012, it was extremely dry, even in March when we were planting. We had warm soil conditions, but we had growers that were planting at their normal maybe 2 to 2.5 inches of planting depth, and it wasn't in moisture. It was in dry soil, which led to uneven emergence and really set us up for some issues even going on into the extreme drought. You compare that to 2013, and it was the polar opposite. We had like one of the more severe wet springs that we've seen on record. And so it required a whole different set of adjustments by the grower. Might have been thinking about adjusting down pressure on the planter or using a spike tooth closing wheel on the planter maybe to help alleviate some sidewall compaction we might create. And so really I wanted to get across that we get extremes in weather. We have to have the capacity to make adjustments. If you think about plant health and how that factors into extreme weather, you touched on two big ones. So you got wet and you have dry. And it's funny how 2013 has pretty much brought us all the above. We went from I was joking around. We went from mid-June when I had my mud boots buried clear up to almost my knees in mud to yesterday when I was walking out in the fields and I almost sprained my ankle and a crack that was about as it looked like the earth was opening up. So we really had all extremes in 2013. And when you think about wet weather and it typically causes more disease development, and typically in wet seasons you're also planting late, so it's a double-edged sword. So disease protection is a real important benefit in a wet season of a plant health type application like a Preax or a Headline Amp. And I always try to tell growers we want to keep green tissue green. So proactively manage it. Don't let it set in and take over any of the crop. The other big one in a wet season, we're seeing a lot of it, a wet early season, we're seeing a lot of that here this year, is weather-induced nitrogen loss or depletion of nitrogen. And actually a side benefit of the plant health application is actually giving you more efficient utilization of nitrogen, which can be a really big deal when you're losing nitrogen and firing up the crop like we are here later in the season this year. If you think about drought on the other end of the spectrum, we certainly had a lot of experience with that last year, and unfortunately we're getting a little bit of it again here late this season. Drought is going to, number one, decrease photosynthesis, and we saw this last year. Plants just shut down. And they just don't put any resources towards filling the grain. It's all about curling up and avoiding the drought and heat. So the other kind of side effect of that is you get ethylene production by the plant. And ethylene is really, it's a signaling compound by that plant when it's under stress to start dropping leaves. It's trying to protect what it has left, and it starts divvying off by the production of ethylene, what it cannot support anymore. And what we've seen with a plant health application is it actually will help improve photosynthesis or net photosynthesis under those droughty conditions. So potentially you can maintain more carbon that can go to grain at the end of the year. And the other big one is actually another side benefit is reduction of ethylene in that plant. And so, again, if we can reduce the amount of ethylene that's being produced, maybe we can maintain more of those green leaves that can either catch the next rain or can be available later in the season to help fill grain after going through a stressful environment.
Well, talk about the major fungicide products that BASF has and what the differences are between them and the basic benefits of each of them.
Yep. So if we look in the corn market, our primary product recommendation is Headline Amp at the tassel timing. And Headline Amp has kind of been our premium product in corn because it delivers two modes of action that number one, give you the best disease control on the marketplace, and number two, also give you the most yield benefit. And we've had some really excellent results over the past several years, typically somewhere in that 10 to 16 bushel per acre range on average year over year of increases from a tassel application of Headline Amp. Preaxor is a new fungicide, recent addition to our portfolio. Introduced it last year in a minor effort, and much more of it is out here this year. Our focus with Preaxor is in that early timing in corn, and there's a couple reasons. It brings a new chemistry into the row crop market that actually delivers some advanced plant health benefits and some additional benefits that very similar to what we see with the headline chemistry, which can be that reduction in respiration. It might be some ethylene reduction as well. Some of those benefits that give us some yield benefit in extreme weather. And Preaxor is also our lead recommendation now in soybeans as well. And certainly we've had some fantastic results in soybeans with Preaxor.
What about the basic headline? I mean, headline, when it came out, what, 7 years ago or so? It just like blew up on the market and just became, you know, like it was basically the premier fungicide for our plant health. Tell us, I mean, where does that exist right now in your portfolio?
Yeah, and I think as you kind of, when you look at headline, well, it's been a workhorse. I mean, we have leaned on headline to really bring a lot of the value and the plant health benefits and disease control. It's just a fantastic product. A lot of growers have had a lot of success with it. The challenge for BSF was, how do we improve on headline? And how do we continue to make it better and take it to the next step? And that's where we got to with Headline Amp, an improvement, additional benefit over the top of what we saw with Headline. Preaxor has been even more exciting for me because it's brought new chemistry that really has brought some unique benefits to growers that have utilized it. And so that's exciting. We continue to try to look for new things to improve on Headline even more. And the other thing you keep in mind is, you know, we're about managing this chemistry for the long term. We want to keep Headline viable and available to us. So the addition of new products and new active ingredients with Headline is only going to be a good thing.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much, AJ. AJ Woodyard here at the BASF Media Tent at the Farm Progress Show 2013 in Decatur, Illinois. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.